tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Here we are, the finale of season 20 of Dancing with the Stars here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burtz, and joining me in the studio, dancing on the other side of the table, Suri Serrano.
Hi, everybody! Yeah.
And next to her, Darvina Bland.
Hey, guys!
Hey! You know, I can't believe we're here. 10 weeks has gone by.
Wow.
The winner has been crowned. It is Val and Rumor. Surprising. No one?
No one.
No one. No one. No one. Let's be honest. And look, you know what? Rumor had a great season all the way through from start to finish. And very talented, not only as a dancer, but as a singer as well. So
yeah,
we're very excited for her. And I know Val is probably sleeping with his Mirrorball trophy. He finally got it.
I'm sure.
He's like, yes. And they got the new sparkly one. The gold,
know,
the
right?
2.0 one, yes.
I heard they were heavy, too.
Yeah, they look heavy. So, hey, good thing to put on your mantle. But just remember, you're in earthquake country, so stick it with that earthquake cold. I'm just letting you know. It's true. You thought you were in an earthquake today.
I did. I was on the freeway, and I was, like, bouncing around, just sitting in my car, like, is there? Oh, wow. I was texting Kristen, there's an earthquake?
Wait.
I'm earthquaking on the highway.
Wait, let's just talk about this. She's on the 405-101, which is, like, the most dangerous intersection in Los Angeles. She's texting while driving in an earthquake.
No, I wasn't driving. I was not driving. She we were at still. A standstill, not moving for, like, 30 minutes, and I'm like, all right, in park and...
And by the way, there was no earthquake. So, all good, though. But if she thinks she's in an earthquake, she's texting me. So I'll know what happens at 3 a.m., the next earthquake. Let's get into the show. On Monday night, you guys were both in studio. So, and it's interesting because Suri and I had been texting it, and we had a very different perspective on these dances of how they looked on TV and what they looked like in the studio. And I'm going to be super honest, and I'm going to throw it out there now. I was pretty disappointed with Monday. I thought it felt kind of flat in comparison to last week with the semifinal, which just felt rich and special, and I think we saw a lot of great things. And so I was a little bit like, wah, wah.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll go first. Being in studio, as we've talked about for many seasons now, is very different from watching on TV. And I didn't realize it was only an hour that night when I was there. I could see why it read pretty flat, because the first half of it is just them doing, you know, one of their favorite numbers. And we're used to a four-person finale, pretty much.
I think I missed that.
Which I really missed. I definitely agree with you on that. The freestyles were, for me in studio, awesome. I mean, gorgeous and awesome. But then I watched it back on TV, and I totally see what you mean, how a lot of people actually felt like Riker and Allison fell flat on TV and didn't read as well. And Rumor and Val's was gorgeous, but nothing crazy out of the ordinary for
it was
them.
Gorgeous, yeah. But was it... So,
But in person, it was amazing and stunning and breathtaking, all three for me. I mean, different levels, but... Definitely better than TV.
Yes, like yes. Yeah. And I'll tell you, there are certain ones that stood out. We'll get to them and everything. But it was interesting just listening to our perspective going back and forth. That I was like, really? You thought that? Because I was like, we're all at home, like watching on TV, like tweeting and going, okay.
What did you think?
No, Serena? I thought I understood what you guys meant. I think on the Monday show, with it only being an hour, it was, it did fall flat because I think it was a very intimate. Like, all of the routines were very intimate, so that maybe didn't read on camera as well as that energy did in the room. But yesterday's show was just, for me, you know, all of the... Yeah. I mean, obviously, it was just amazing.
It's jam-packed with celebrities and big numbers that I love, you know, things like that. But the one thing, and I will kind of just throw this out there for... Because it kind of resonates with all the numbers or all the couples at one point or another. It's great that it resonates in studio, but it's 250 people.
Sure.
there's a job for them as choreographers, as pros, or whether it's Mandy Moore doing an opening number or anyone else, you have to do it. You have to choreograph for the camera as well. Yeah, and sure. We see this on So You Think You Can Dance as well. You need to be able to feel it sitting on your couch in the living room because you're the ones voting.
But what do you think – I'm specifically bringing up one couple just because that's the one you were texting me about probably most is Riker and Allison's routine. How could she have changed that choreography to read better on TV?
It didn't read as three-dimensional as I think it could have. And I know that there are some platform problems. Right. So, but let's get to that number and dive in a little bit deeper. Let's start off the night with, Noah and Sharna. These are the redo dances. They chose to do the Argentine tango. Their original scores, just so everyone knows, were 7-7-8-8. And then, how did we think he did from there?
I wasn't too impressed with the choice of dance. Personally, I thought that they would have gone back to that 70s routine. Mm. I thought that that would have been a really nice change from what we've seen Noah doing and seen as it's a finale. I think that's the time where you show versatility and you just kind of, you put it all out there. And I think it was a little too safe doing that. And unfortunately, even though, you know, that was probably one of their safer routines, you know, the nerves got the best of him on that one, you know, really badly, and you could see it, and you know, it was a little disappointing of a start for him, I think.
I agree. I wish they had done the 70s routine as well, because it was so much fun and so high energy, which is what you want to see in the finals. And you know, it was nice. I think the scores killed him a bit.
I mean, I think if you go into Sharna's head, do you think maybe where they did more of a contemporary type of routine for freestyle that she was thinking, let me show some sort of ballroom type of, you know, classic dance, and maybe that's where she wanted to show, like, the balance of that?
I think, well, I was asking Mark about this, and I think that there's the cutoff to when, what dances you can reuse. So I think that that may have been the reason why she didn't pick something else.
I was there when they were talking about it. I think he said week 7 and earlier is what you have to go with.
Okay.
So perhaps that may have been why, but...
And Eros was week 8 when he did the 70s dance. Do we know?
I don't know.
Sure, we'd have to... tweet us. We'll hear. We'll let everyone... But I'm just trying to think where the cutoff date and why would you not choose 70s over Argentine tango. But, you know, I think that you did see the confidence was there, and I think that it has built quite a bit with him over, as we've seen throughout the season. The one thing I was thinking, and, you know, everyone was saying, oh, it's nerves, the judges pointed it out, but I'm like, I just wonder if... Because he looked confident when it started. Mm-hmm. He looked like he had a couple balance issues with the lifts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, psychologically, sometimes that just clicks in your head and you're like, I just screwed up, or I just bobbled. And for him to bobble, it's like, it's easier than one of us. Sure. And I've bobbled plenty of times doing a lift or trying to just stick a landing and you know, nail a turn or anything. And I just wonder if that's where he's not a performer, where that his inexperience sometimes would show on such a big night like that.
I did hear that he had done something to his shoulder, like his rotator cuff, and he was going into surgery today.
Oh my gosh.
So for anyone that hasn't done something like that to their shoulder, I dislocated my shoulder and I could not dance for 6 weeks. I was out. So the fact that he did a final and did all of those lifts.
The one-handed, like, lift, I mean, Sharna, I mean.
So that may have been it, and he was just worried, is it going to hold out for the performances, you know?
And I don't know.
But
interesting, so he wound up with all 8, so a little bit of improvement there. Probably not what he was hoping. I'm sure they were hoping for at least 9.
Those were low scores for a final.
For finale, yeah, definitely. We then move into Riker and Allison doing probably one of my favorite numbers of the season, 100%. The Pirate Paso, from Disney Week, of course. And I wrote down, I'm like, I just love this number.
I haven't been able to watch that back on TV, but in person, I was screaming. I mean, it's even better in person, and I don't know how that's possible, because on TV, it reads pretty darn well.
Yeah, it was great, and I love that routine. It's so high energy, and he really embodies the character, and he was hilarious after when he was talking.
He's so cute. I heard that he kept, I think it was on Good Morning America, he kept his goatee and his wig from the costume.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's like, Halloween's all planned.
Oh, yeah.
But I think what's really interesting is because I thought it was a spectacular routine the first time, but it was less frantic. You could see that they really hit the moves. It was cleaner. And it's funny because, like, the first time around, I was like, this was amazing. I was totally into it. But then when you see something cleaned up, even just slightly, it makes a huge difference.
It was on point.
Yeah.
It was on point. Len stood up right away after.
I know. I was like, go on, Len.
Yeah. And I think what was also interesting to me, you know, they start out with all the troupe and everyone else. But when it just became the two of them, when they came out onto the ballroom floor, I'm like, they don't necessarily need this troupe and everything else. They look fantastic.
They still hold that intensity.
Yeah. Still hold the intensity, still hold the story, even just with the two of them doing the paso.
Yep. Absolutely.
They were great.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
So their original scores have been 10, 9, 9, 10, off, you know, 10s.
Yeah.
Showing the improvement and everything else. And I will say that out of all three of the redo dances, I thought that this was the standout and this is the one that was the highlight of this section of the night.
Totally agree with you.
And then we went on to Val and Rumor doing the Foxtrot, which was their first week dance,
right.
Which was kind of interesting because I just thought that, you know, like, go back to the beginning. Because, I mean, what were they going to go do Bootylicious? I don't think
so. No, God, no, please.
No,
God, no. That was
no. You know, you sit back and think, and I think one thing that Val did well is that he understood what Rumor really liked and what worked with her, and that was just pure dance.
And for him, what he's best at.
Yeah,
and
that's, I think, what was so great.
Right? And she said she wanted to redo something that, you know, she could have polished up a bit because she's obviously grown a lot since week one. It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful, but it was so in the vein of them and their journey in this competition. I think it was so great to just take it back to where they started and just show how much she had grown, because I think when she started we were all just like, she's just so great. Mm-hmm. But doing that really gave us the opportunity to see, you know, how much finesse that she had and how much she'd improved. So I think that was a really smart move on their
yeah, good strategy. And, you know, it's so interesting just kind of watching it. And I'm like, wow, she really has improved. Because, again, you know, when someone does, you have, like, the Rumors and the Nastias starting up here. Mm-hmm. You're like, where's the improvement? The lines, like, her neck was lengthened. Her shoulders, like, everything was extended in ways that we hadn't seen in that first week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Really noticeable.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. It was a little bit, like, a lot of shoulders. Yeah. Right. You know, I used to always have to deal with my shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh. So I know how it's tough to get those shoulders down sometimes when you're just like, I'm dancing, okay. And then by the end, you're like, well, I'm up here. And also more freedom. I think there was more freedom in her dancing as well.
Right. She's performing it more. Not that she never didn't perform it. She was always a great performer.
She was always nailing it, but there's...
She looks like a professional dancer.
There's a freedom, though. There's, like, something that she's let go of. You can see it's been more of a personal journey, as well as improving so much technically, and that connection, too.
Yeah, you know? I think it's so interesting because they were both outstanding dancers coming in. Nastia and Rumor both sort of let go of whatever it was and had that freedom. We saw that last night with Nastia's dance again. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I was like, yes, this is what you want. You want that freedom and that, like, I'm just enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being judged. It's also easier.
This is true.
It's so much easier. It's so much easier sitting on the couch saying, look, why didn't you do that before?
Right.
Come on. All 10s this time. She had all, it's so hard to remember, but she had all 8s the first time around. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So she had a 32 and it was a 40.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
40
so,
deserve.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So did anyone... Everyone was in agreement that you thought that Riker won that round, the first round? Or do you, or would you have put Rumor?
No, I agree. I agree. I like the simplicity of Rumor and Val, and I loved where they went with it. But that routine that Riker and Allison did definitely won that first round.
Well, yeah. I will say this. I think I've said it before. One of the best routines I've ever seen on this show, period. For me.
The Pirate Paso.
The Pirate Paso.
The Pirate Paso.
The Pirate Paso.
Yeah.
But it also suits their personality. It mm-hmm. fits them. I thought that this was such a great partnership for Allison. We've said it all season long, but just allowing her creativity to flow was perfect.
So great.
I spoke with her man, Mr. Twitch, a lot, and her family both days. And he said she has worked so hard every day, studying every night. I mean, just like he literally was like, so hard, Suri, every day. And it shows.
It totally shows. And yeah, you could never ever say that Allison does not have a work ethic. Like, you've never been able to say that. And mm-hmm. I hope this season people really saw what she is down to the core as a dancer and as an artist.
Yeah,
definitely. I really enjoyed her choreography, her energy, you know, where she took Rika, you know, she didn't play it safe, you know, she could have. It's her second season. Do you know what I mean? But she really went for it and did what was best for him. And it usually takes pros a minute to kind of like get that. You know, it's like a lot of a balancing act. You know what I mean? A lot goes into this, and they work so hard. So I hope she's proud of herself because she nailed it.
She did nail it. And, you know, one thing I want to say about her, too, and this is a testament to who she is as a person, not even just as a dancer or anything, but she took a beating last year, and I thought she took a beating from one particular judge, Carrie Ananaba.
But she took a beating everywhere.
She took a beating everywhere, but I felt like Carrie Ann was the hardest on her. And instead of just feeling defeated and, like, going home and just being like, I quit, I don't care, or, you know, she's feisty enough to go, I need to look inward, and I still need to be myself and choreograph the way I do, but I obviously need to adapt a little bit to the show and what they're looking for. And she found
and learn.
And, you know, Shirley said, she goes, she obviously took, during the hiatus, she took some classes.
I asked Twitch. I wanted to know, like, the scoop from him. But he said it's not about, he didn't really say that she took a lot of classes. It's that she has been studying literally nonstop every single day. Every day.
She's a constant student, which is amazing. And to find that balance is hard. And a lot of people would not be able to do it. Or some people, it might take them multiple seasons to figure that out. And she got the opportunity to come back for a second season. And she's like, I'm here and I'm going to show you. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah. And good behind the scenes, there's been a lot of praise for her as well.
Yeah.
Like pros and people.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
The critical people. Sorry. The ones that are, that grew up in the sport. So that's high praise.
That's huge. So that is absolutely huge. And then we move into the freestyles, which I was like, I'm waiting. I'm so excited. And I was like, oh. It kind of felt like that.
I can imagine people watching right now, like half of them maybe agree with you, and then half are like, what, Kristen?
Well, I think a lot of people, it felt, it, you know what, because I think some of it, because last week felt so amazing, that this week felt a little bit like a balloon starting to deflate
a little bit. And we were missing a fourth couple.
And I think, like, you know, you've got Nastia. I felt like her presence was missing. I felt Willow's presence was even missing in this, even though we said goodbye to her, you know, a few weeks ago. But I just feel like there was just a little spark that was missing there.
Yeah, I would have preferred to have seen Nastia and Derek in the finals as well and had less of, you know, these extra filler numbers here and there. Personally, I think that that was a mistake.
I agree.
Because what they would have brought to the table, you know, and then it would have kept us in, like, tuned in, because then you could have got rid of one, you know, earlier on. And, you know, yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that, for sure.
It is one of those things. And even if Nastia was going to wind up in fourth, why not just have
her
be
the opportunity
fourth
to do
week?
It.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, and then when I saw her do the subway number again, I was like, oh, I wish you were here.
It does seem a bit unfair, because out of any celebrity that has done the show, they've not had a season like she has. Do you know what I mean? In terms of the whole drama that's gone on just off the dance floor. So you would have thought that they would have just, like, you know, kept it as it was, but, you know, you live and you learn, right?
Whatever.
Never mind.
Whatever. That's how I feel. It's the last show. Whatever. Okay, freestyles.
Like
I feel a little bit like a monkey, so. Noah and Sharna did the first freestyle. They did do Fix You in Titanium. We've been talking about that, I think, behind the scenes.
I'm dying with the mute.
This, I have to say, was like such an epic moment for me to sit there. I was lucky enough to be at Mark's when they were rehearsing for the vocals, because Mark's girlfriend, BC Jean, and another friend of mine and everyone's Travis Garland, amazing singers, sang the vocal. And Mark was dancing in it. The journey, you know, seeing Sharna go through as a friend, you know, and then the way they went out there on that floor and the people, like, the whole group of them, you know, I felt it was so fitting, obviously the music, but that it was a team effort, you know,
for Noah especially. It felt like that.
You know, and I think he shined, and it was so emotional. And that lift, I have to say, like, Mark said he was a bit worried because he thought that people might not think that he was doing it. He was like, dude, like, everyone's going to understand how difficult this is.
So hard. I mean, three people were holding it, and then they walked away, and you're still holding Sharna.
I know, right?
I liked how they flipped him up.
Yeah.
Up into it.
And you said this the time on the show, then they did it, you know, that was the quickest he'd got it up. Mm. And he was like, got it. Like, it was just, you know, that energy, and they were all in it together. I absolutely loved that moment. Everything, you know, when everything comes together and just you just have one of those epic moments that you'll always remember. That was it for me. He is so inspirational. And their journey was just summed up right there. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, I'm going to go first too. I watched it on TV for the first time today to see how it read on TV. Because I'm going to tell you about the personal experience. But on TV, of course, it was epic and beautiful and everything that you just said. Mm-hmm. In person, I mean, immediately was crying. Mm-hmm. The energy that was coming off of him, I hope y'all could feel some of it on TV, mm-hmm. but in person, you were like, it literally stopped your breath. And, like, the energy from every person in it, in the room, every single second of that whole number, your jaw was open and you were witnessing something so sacred and so special mm-hmm. that I don't know if you could feel it on TV. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cause I mean, I was privileged to be in that room to see that. That's how I felt. It was epic. It was one of the best things I've seen ever. Quite powerful. Yeah.
And to me, this was my favorite. This was a freestyle. This was what I was expecting. Big, epic, moved me, took me on a journey, everything. Sharna choreographed it was perfect. It was perfect for them as a couple, what they've been through, what Noah's been through. I loved all the dancers that were there. I thought about it. Like, I watched it again today as well, and I was like, oh, look, there's Lindsay and Jenna in the background, and I was like, oh, I want to be, like, arabesque and then rolling on the floor with them, too. Like, it looked really fun, and it looks like they were all really into it.
Oh, Jenna said she was crying. She said, like, I saw her after, she said, I was just crying my eyes out. Everybody was so in that moment.
From the beginning, though. Yeah. Like, as soon as it started, as soon as that music kicked in, I mean, my friend was next to me, and we were like, immediately the tears just coming, and it's not even that much happened. It was just coming off of all of them. Yeah. And it was quite remarkable.
And I hope Noah, you know, feels the impact that he's had this season on people that he's met and not met. I mean, and I wrote last night on Twitter, I was like, it was my greatest honor this season to interview him. It resonated with me. It still sticks with me. It's just, like, it's done incredible for our site, too, at LifeScript. It's kind of amazing. But his story is one of those things that people, we all have challenges. He's had greater challenges. How do you overcome them? His message is so simple and clear.
I'm so happy you said that, because that was also what was moving through me watching that number when he was on the ground and just kind of everything. I'm like, This is changing lives. Mm-hmm. Watching him, that's it, right? Didn't you feel it? It's like this is amazing.
Yeah,
the definition of amazing.
It really is, and I think that's. I was telling Bill, I'm like, he's going to get a book, you know, deal, and he's going to go on a major book. He's going to have a major, like, book tour. I'm super looking forward to it because I read Amy Purdy's book, so I'm ready for yours, Noah.
I'll be queuing up in that line to get a signed copy.
Will you sign it? Sign my book. And hey, you're pretty cute and you're engaged and his fiance is gorgeous.
She's such an
amazing happy for
person.
This ending.
She's so Jamie's cool. Yeah. Such a nice girl.
Seems very supportive with all of that. So, of course, everyone got a 10. We're just, you know, scores at this point. Everyone got 10s in freestyle. It doesn't matter. Then we go to Allison and Riker, and I think that this might have been the most anticipated freestyle, and I feel like it was the one that people, like,
that fell flat on TV.
So, and I just want to sort of explain, I think that, and we're talking about this, when you choreograph for the camera, it really has to be three-dimensional. You have to work that out. And I think conceptually she thought she had it with, like, all the platforms and everything else, but sometimes it just, I think with the slowing and the speeding up of the music, it felt like a start and stop too much to us at home.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. For me, it was the music choice. That was the problem. I think they tried, it was new school and it was everything that it needed to be in terms of choreography, all the different dance styles, high
flipping
energy,
and,
from costuming, everything was spot on. It was that music choice, I think, that killed them because it was just too unrecognizable in terms of, you know, you want those, like, not cheesy, but you want a recognizable song or something that you can kind of like relate to. And especially when it's a showy number like that, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think you go for something that's a little bit risky like that. And I think that maybe for me was where it fell flat.
So I was really surprised last night, you know, backstage before it started, everybody's kind of, you know, talking about that and then who do you think and what do you think of the freestyles and whatnot. And I heard consistently that it fell flat on TV and I hadn't seen it yet on TV until today. And so I agree with you because when I was listening, I was like, oh, I get what Kristen was saying about when you were texting me about the song kind of mm-hmm. not really hitting it in person for me, because we saw it twice, mm-hmm. Monday and Tuesday in person. I love the music, but I could see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. On TV, it was a little bit different.
And let's also give massive amount of credit to Ryker. There was issues with that platform. If you go back and watch it.
What a pro.
What a pro. You see, pro. First of all, you see like Jenna and I think might have been Brittany. They're like trying to nail those two together and like latch it and it just wouldn't go. Yeah. And so them being pros that they are, they're like, we just got to go and we just got to get there. And then he still makes his mark.
He jumped off to get on the stage to hit that mark.
Pro.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Absolutely booked it across the floor.
Pro.
That is a performer.
That was so good. Amazing. Yeah.
There were so many moving parts to that routine. That was a thing. That's the trouble when, you know, the adrenaline gets you on a finale like that and you have so many things going on in a routine. You know, that's when you got to hope and pray that you make it to the other end without any mishaps, you know?
Yeah. No, but I love the number in person. I know it didn't read as well on TV to a lot of you, but in person, I felt like it was a huge number and lots of fun, and I can't take my eyes off of them watching them dance, and I loved everything that she choreographed, so, yeah.
But I think the other interesting thing about Allison, too, is, and even though I don't think it was an overall success 100%, she takes risks as a choreographer and as an artist. We always know we're going to get something really intriguing out of her and really interesting, and you should never know what to expect next. And I love that about her. Mm-hmm. So I definitely like appreciate what she was trying to accomplish. I think it was just one of those that you'd have to take a step back maybe and look, does this work on TV and does this work in person?
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing with an Oscar dress. Does it work live in person?
Right.
And does it photograph well on camera? It's no different. I know that sounds really weird, but it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I totally agree. One thing I did love, though, was the ending. I loved that ending. It was so slick. I felt like it was so new school. It was just like, you know, they kept going, like the music stopped. It was just, mm-hmm. it wasn't like a showy, like old school, like, bam, bam,
yeah.
Jazz hands. You know, it was, and I loved it. It was understated. It was cute. I loved that part of it. And I agree. I think Allison is a really interesting, quirky, amazing choreographer that I can't wait to see next season. Like, cannot wait.
I can't either.
Side note, her hubby, Twitch, I'm sure most of you know, like, he was living every single second before the routines, after routines, the scores, you know, like, weighing the judges in here. He was so nervous. He was, like, so nervous through the whole thing. He was so supportive and loving and, you know.
But they always are. The I mean, that's what's amazing about them as a couple, mm-hmm. too. We've had them sit here, actually, on the Victor Ortiz couch.
Yes.
And it is one of those things you sit there and think they're just so perfectly matched. It's wonderful just to see.
Yep.
They got 40s.
For me.
You know what? Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, they should get a 9. Do you know what I mean?
Because
it's like one of those things. It's freestyle. Yeah. Did I think it was the most successful freestyle out of the three? No. Yeah. But was it awful? My God, no. It was amazing, you know? I just had... You I think my ex, my expectations, for that, especially after that Pirate Paso, I was like, oh my God, here we go.
Oh God.
And then we went to the final couple for freestyles, Val and Rumor, and it's interesting because we went through two bigger numbers, and they you know, again, went to that pure dance, classic lines, things that work for them as a couple. What did it look like in person?
In person, the lighting and atmosphere was stunning. It was really, really beautiful. And I watched it on TV later and it didn't feel as the same. But absolutely beautiful. Like, you literally, I mean, perfection. Really, in person, that's what it felt like. Didn't I didn't expect much more because I know that he wanted to go to his roots, you know, what he's great at, and not try and be inauthentic and make it over the top in a big production and kind of everything. So awesome in person. I mean, what else is there to say, truly? Like, it was rumor at her best, ballad is best.
Yep, I agree. Simple but significant. Mm-hmm. It was just the perfect way to end the season, I think. You know, like, those two together have a great partnership. It didn't need to be, you know, a big routine, a big showy number, because the two of them and the way they communicate with their bodies and the way that they dance is a story to watch in itself. And I watched that and it was very exciting for me. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fantastic. It's Dancing with the Stars, and that was exactly what it should have been for a final. Fantastic. Loved it. And I'm so privileged to be there and see that. The way they ended it too, with the bow, like they were in a competition.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
We got just this.
Straight, yep. Yeah. And it was so, there was such gratitude too, you know, and it was like they left it on the floor for us. And they thanked us for being there. And yeah. I loved it.
You know, look, I know. I'm just going to say this. I know that Val, for some of you, is like the greatest thing ever. And for others of you, it's like, ah, he drives you bananas. But, like, take a look at what Rumor did this season. Take a look at the classic lines that she improved every week. That she went from this fierce, strong girl, but then she showed us her softer side. And I think, you know, that evolved over time, and the confidence that we saw and the graciousness that she showed. Because, look, she's got two A-list parents. She could be the biggest brat in the world. And everyone that I know that has worked with her in the past has great things to say about her, saying she's a humble girl, she's a hard worker. And I think that that's what we got this season as well. And I hope people at least appreciate her artistry for all of that, because at the end of the day, it is her win.
Exactly.
It is her season. Val will have another opportunity to get out there on that dance floor and maybe win another one. But Rumor, you know, whether we do another All-Stars again, hopefully not.
I like the All-Stars.
No
do,
All-Stars.
Actually.
I didn't.
Really like
I know. But I'm saying this is her season. So, like, I hope people really appreciate her and what they did.
And she sang that song.
Yeah, she did. Linda Perry helped her.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
And Val played the violin.
So
come on.
Stunning. Stunning, right? Side fun notes, too, in studio. And they show a little bit on camera, but I like to watch other things that you're not going to see on camera as much. But Tallulah, her youngest sister, was like the best person ever.
She was bowing down.
I mean, just like it was a
She does not
game.
Hold back, let me tell you.
It was amazing. Like, Jules and I were sitting watching. He's like, this is the best show, right here.
She's hilarious.
Like, she living.
Is, trust me, they show every single moment of the Willis family on camera. We got Bruce, and then Bruce, and then Bruce and his wife, and then we got Demi, and then we got the sisters, and then we got Bruce and Demi, and then the sisters, and then the wife again. It was a little overkill. I'll be honest about
much.
That. A little much. It was. I felt like it was the Willis family Dancing with Stars, but yeah. So we saw plenty of the sisters cheer on. But you know, it is really nice to see any family supporting. And
she was just hilarious. She was jumping up and down.
No, there's stuff that you did not see on TV. That's pretty epic in person. It was like the best part of being.
I will say, and mark my words on this one. I'm going to throw this out there, and I did on Twitter too, but that ABC will look for another set of like celebrity parents with famous kids or sort of famous kids,
so
that kind
successful.
Of thing. So I said Clint Eastwood. He's got a beautiful daughter, Francesca.
Named a reality show coming out,
and her mother's Frances Fisher. So I'm just throwing it out there. You might see another big celebrity family.
You know about the reality show coming out
with Clint Eastwood?
Yeah,
they already had one.
No, they have another one.
Oh my God.
It's a big to do. Anyway. Yeah.
What we need is more reality shows like the Kardashians, kids. All right. Before we go into night two, let's talk about
Kristen. She needs a spa day. Kristen needs to be sent off to the spa.
I don't, actually. This is my spa day. We are going to iTunes. Let's just talk a little bit about that. If you guys downloaded this season, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you for rating us 5 stars.
Please.
Thanks for all your feedback on YouTube as well.
We need you to rate us. We need you to.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about night two. You know, I always love how they throw these, like, last-minute challenges in. I'm like, do we need them, really? Because it's kind of decided, isn't it?
But, oh, yes. oh, yes.
We knew.
No, we don't need them because, oh, yes, it's decided.
It was decided. Yeah, we knew.
Yeah. And just got to drag it out a bit longer, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just we can talk very quickly about this. Riker and Allison did a salsa and a quick step. Noah and Sharna did the cha-cha and the tango. And then Rumor and Val did the foxtrot and the paso. Anything notable out of any of those that you were like, hey?
Not in person. In person, they all looked fantastic to me. Watching it back on TV today, for me, Noah and Sharna were third. Just watching it back on TV. But in person, fantastic.
Yeah.
I had nothing bad to say about any of them.
I agree. I liked it.
I know. I'm just always like, those last challenges, I'm always, every season, I'm like, we don't need this, you guys. Come on.
I just remember them, like, on their freestyle. I feel it's like, go out on a high. They've got enough going on. You know, they can't put enough into it to make it, you know, comparable to any of the other dances that they did. So why bother, you know?
No, it's one of those weird things that every year, every season, it comes up, and I'm like, why are we doing this?
They should just do a group dance or something.
Yeah.
That would be way more fun, like, just to
with get all the finalists
together.
Or something, or I don't know.
I'd much prefer to see that than just another minute and a half, you know?
Yes, please.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of filler on the last 2 hours, but I think what was nice is that it's a big, epic final show. You know, you have Jason Derulo performing.
There were some great performances.
Yeah, there were.
I'm sure you're going.
Yeah, there. Yeah. I mean, I have a few of the highlights,
there
I think.
Few.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Derulo was one of them. Were there sound issues in the studio? Because there were in home.
Pre-taped.
Yeah,
it was lip-syncing.
He wasn't in studio. It was pre-taped.
Yeah. It was pre-taped, so he wasn't even there.
No, it was pre-taped week before.
That's so weird because it sounded like there were major sound issues, too.
Interesting.
All right. You know what I thought was one of the nicest things was Patty with the finalists sort of retrospective of looking back on their seasons and highlights and moments.
God. Gorgeous.
That was amazing.
It really was.
That was such a great moment.
It was.
It was emotional.
Oh, her voice as well.
Her voice in person. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I get to witness this
person. I felt so lucky. She just...
That high note.
That one note. It was just so effortless and just... Oh, wow. That's so great.
Yeah, I love
her
that.
Her new hair color. Doesn't she look like Mary J. Blige now? It's like taking years off of her.
I feel like Patti LaBelle is kind of ageless. Like
I know, she is.
I look at her and I'm like, you're 40?
I know,
50?
Right?
60? I have no idea, but you look amazing.
And beautiful moment.
Yeah, I saw Artem this week. He was on, I think, one of the KTLA shows, and he just was talking. He's like, she was probably my favorite partner ever, even, you know, Strictly and Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
He just said she just was really open to anything, and she'd be like, you're going to have to jump, like, 5 times. And you'd be like, okay, I'll just jump 5 times. Like, she was really fun in the studio. So I love to hear that he really enjoyed working with her as well, because I think we all felt it.
Yeah.
That it was a great partnership.
For sure.
I think it was great that they brought back Nastia to do that dance we mentioned a little bit earlier, but...
That fun one.
Yeah.
I could have seen a couple of different ones from her, but yeah, that was...
Which other one would you have liked to have seen?
One of her finale routines.
Mm.
Like, not finale,
semifinal.
Sorry. Semifinal routines.
Felt like a finale routine. I know her.
Yeah, but it was high energy and fun and, you know.
I think that was an interesting choice that was, you know, wasn't done unintentionally. Because if she'd have done one of her... Passos or, you know, any of those routines that we know she can do, that was just her and Derek, I think there would have been uproar. People would have been like, oh my God, you know, in comparison, why is she not? So I think there was a bit of a perhaps.
I mean, I could have seen that Len Derek number again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have seen that again.
Just fast dancing.
But it was,
yeah.
I mean, that whole concept, though, of that number with Sasha and Derek and her. And
amazing.
And
it's a finale number. Like, it feels big and epic, so.
Sia, Derek, Julianne.
Yes.
Those two kids. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing, wasn't it?
So good. So good. And, you know, it's one of those that you just sit there and you look and, like, the timing. I was watching the kids and watching, you know, Derek and Julianne. No one was out of count, out of step.
Yeah. And in the pocket, too. It's, you know what I mean? Like, they're really sitting in that. And it was just so amazing. And Sia being there too, like, I love the way that she is with the hair and everything.
And just boobs. It was boobs in a lampshade.
I know, right? She's hilarious, but so creative. Just amazing to witness Julianne really dancing, you know? It was great. Really loved it. And those kids.
Yes, the kids. In person, where I was sitting, you know, it was hard to see Derek and Julianne. And so the kids, first of all, I was like, are you kidding me with these two? Well, this is insane. Like, who are you, kids? Like, wow. And then, you know, watching on TV today, I got to see the whole thing and just, Jesus. I mean, what a special, special, special number and whole event. And Julianne in her blog breaks down what it was about, and Derek originally thought the song was about, you know, romantic love, and she's like, well, let's do it about family love. And then when they were throwing things around, it wasn't about anger, it was just about being playful and kid-like and stuff. So it was cool on her blog if you guys want to check it out.
And Tassandra Chavez is the one that choreographed that. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
No. Amazing.
Yeah, it was really amazing. So, everyone was like, who choreographed that? I'm like, Tassandra did. I think a lot of people, I mean, I'm sure they collaborated with both Julianne and Derek, but they were looking to do that number or something to that song on their tour anyway.
Yes, so. And Sia asked Derek to perform on the
amazing?
Show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cool.
That's incredible.
Yeah, right.
So incredible.
You must.
Let me think about it.
That was one of my favorite parts of the show last night.
It was beautiful to watch. And their tour started rehearsing today, so.
No rest.
No rest for the very, very busy.
Right.
We saw Amy Purdy come back and do
that was
a little.
Lovely.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
That was a cool thing, too. I was happy to see that little.
I was, too. Amy Purdy's been one of my favorite contestants ever, so I just was like, yay, she's back.
Yeah, it was good.
How did bad lip reading? Did you guys get to see that in studio? That was hilarious.
Jules and I were dying. Were you not paying attention? You were probably yapping away in front of me.
What was this?
No, it's, you know, where they did on All Access a couple times. Once with Nasty and Derek sitting down and, you know, they, like we're talking right now, they would dub it with something else.
Uh-huh.
Were you
laughing? I was
so
dying. And if anyone hasn't seen it, it's up on YouTube on ABC's Dancing with the Stars page. But
it's awesome. You have to come back. Like,
because
that has to come back.
I mean, weird words. They had like platypus come out of Aaron's mouth, and you're like, platypus? You know, I pooped.
I'm one of the All Accesses. I don't know if it's online or not, but Derek and Mark were with her, and she has this thing where she always goes with her lips. And so they were making, you know, like a noise. And then one time it was like a fly was buzzing around. She was like.
I don't know if that one's online, or maybe you have to go back into the archives and take a look.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was great. They need to bring that back.
That's so funny. Well, let's talk about the winning moment. It was funny because I obviously didn't have the East Coast feed in front of me, so I'm just kind of following on Twitter, and everyone's like, they are lined up the way they always do, and that means Noah's third. Like, people knew, based on where people were standing, that Noah was going to be third and Riker was going to be second and Rumor and Val were going to be first because it's been that placement for X amount of seasons.
I mean, there was a lot of mixed feelings backstage, I thought, like, of who was going to be second and third.
Yeah, I felt like
it
was...
A lot of people had it flopped.
I had no idea. I felt, you know, until they said it, I was on the edge of my seat.
I had thought that Noah was going to wind up in second and Riker third based off of the freestyle. But then when I saw that Riker got the encore dance, I'm like, well, encore person never wins. So, which is true. So I'm like, he's definitely not in first, but I go, I bet he's in second because his voting fan base is very strong. So not that Noah's wasn't either. I mean, they all had great, strong voting fan bases. But
I thought there was a chance based on talking to people and how everything played out on Monday that Riker was going to be third and Noah second. I wasn't really entirely sure about that, but I knew for sure who was going to win.
Yeah.
Like
I don't think anyone,
sure.
I wasn't even entertaining really the thought that anyone else was going to win.
And if you watch on TV, if you watch this, if you go back and watch as they're announcing, Tony Davolani is leading a crew. Sorry, I'm just going to say it. I told her. He's leading a crew of troop and of pros and everybody, and all of their attention is focused on running to Val, what they're going to do and how they're going to lift them up. If you go back and watch that, you can see that.
Okay, so I'll just also say that if you see right before they even announce third, Sharna like goes and grabs Noah. Like she clearly knew that they were third as well. Mm-hmm. To just go, this is it. Like this is our third place. Like let's get ready for that. And you see it. It happens. Even it's like it happens. There was a pause, and then third place is announced. And I was like, people knew.
Yeah.
I think also, you know, last week I was at the panel at Paley Fest and you know,
I watched online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people have, you know, seen it and everything else, but it was interesting. Just, we talked a little bit about this. So, you know, I asked Rob Wade about that package with Nastia and showing it 3 times over 2 weeks. And, you know, he does have a job as a producer to make money, create buzz, create ratings. That is his job. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, doing the whole, like, I'm tired or whatever, her frustrated package, showing it once, I was like, I get it because he's out there to make good TV, but he basically didn't give me a straight answer on why it was shown 3 times, because I feel like after you start doing it, at a certain point, you're going to cut into someone voting for you, because they're going to be like, well, she's acting like a brat. I'm going to throw my votes this way this week. And I'm not talking about the hardcore voters that, like, know who they're rooting for and everything else. I'm talking about the average person that's watching at home.
Sure.
And he just said she brought her game too late.
Which a lot of people on the panel agreed with. And I agree. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I agree that she brought her game. She had her breakthrough too late in the season.
I think the freedom came a little bit later. But I'm going to say, if I was on the panel and I'm employed by Rob Wade and by ABC, I'm going to be nodding my head, too, because he's signing my checks. You know what I mean? Yes. I'm like, of course I agree with you. But at the same time, did it need to be shown 3 times? No. And
No.
To the end, you know, I wish that I was able to sort of debate him, because I really want to be like, but what were you doing? Because I don't think it really was fair. And it's rumor one based on her talent and everything else. But because there's so much highly produced stuff going on behind the scenes, it spoils it sometimes. And it frustrates me because it's like, well, we're going to give it to Val because Val's owed it. Or, you know what? It's rumor season. It's rumor's mirror ball trophy. And I'm like, she's great out there.
So just let her do her. And like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, like, I have not followed gymnastics, you know, that much throughout my life. So, I didn't know who Nastia was prior to this competition starting up. And when I saw that footage of her talking about how she fell on the trials and,
big trials,
you know,
and her career was over.
And everything that she's been through, you know, she's not the kind of person that kind of, you know, on her first package was like, hi, and this happened to me and da 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 da. But, you know, it was like, why did we not know stuff like that about her until then? It was like, I didn't get to know her until it was too late. That's what I felt like.
And was that information already out there? And I'm not talking about, like, I knew it had happened. Suri knew it had happened because people follow gymnastics.
Yeah.
But had ABC already taped it, and she's talked about it, but they withhold it until
until
they're ready. We don't know. I'm throwing sure. theories out, seeing what sticks.
Sure.
But or did she withhold that information herself? I don't know. I mean, the story is out there. I interviewed her early in the season, and she talked directly about it in my article. So without
a combination
about
of
that
the
being
two.
a defining moment.
Right. I mean, and she actually talked about it at length. It wasn't like a 2-sentence response. It was probably a solid 10-minute answer that I had to edit as much as I could to fit into the article. But I'm saying it's not something that she keeps all that close to the best, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of interesting that it took
And I'm speaking as someone that knew about it, follows, you know, I follow beyond the Olympic cycle, so.
Yeah, because you're a gym fan.
I'm a gym fan, so, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, I will say, not in his defense, because when he was talking about, you know, that he, you know, it's something's being compelling television, compelling reality TV, that clip of her and everything, it is, when in the context of producing a reality television
And his job as a producer is to give compelling television, so I can't fault him for showing it once.
Yeah, I know you have a problem with the 3 times.
3. Big problem.
Yeah, it does change. It changes because nobody knows Nastia unless you really follow her.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And they had a lot going on this season. There was plenty of stuff. Did.
And, you know, Noah had a package where he was frustrated too. It happens. Like, you get frustrated. It's going to happen. It's going to happen to everyone. And they're picking and choosing, you know, hours of footage and stuff like that. But we didn't see it like 3-4 times. you know, with Noah. Yeah. So it's just...
Ugh. Derek and Mark was saying yesterday that it's the first time since season 9 that either Derek or Mark, neither one of them was in a final.
Kind of amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Val finally won his Mirrorball trophy. Pros that have been on the longest, I think it's Sharna and Emma. So... They're 5 seasons in.
Oh, without
a Mirrorball trophy. So,
talking of Emma, though, I loved her in that Jason Derulo.
Sexy.
She was living. Yes, sir.
Sexy.
Sharna's turn. That was to be the talk of next season.
Is it Sharna's turn? Yeah. Are they going to do that for the ladies? How about that, Rob Wade?
It's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
I don't know. We'll see.
The love around.
Couple questions I just, asked on Twitter just before I came to the studio. Like, what was everyone's hot topics? I think we've talked about some of them. But I thought a great one, and Jennifer asked this. Did this feel like an epic anniversary season to everyone? Because I feel like they built it up as something. And I think for a lot of people, it's been a little bit kind of a tepid season in terms of, like, I felt it like, where's the big opening number every week, I wanted to see, old school, like, pros come back. Like, where was Edita? And, why couldn't they bring him back for another week? Or it doesn't all have to be in the same anniversary week.
I don't know if I needed all the pros to come back old school, but, like, maybe an epic opening number with all those old pros and new pros together.
I don't mean being a pro this season, but I mean, coming back for one big number.
Yeah. I could see that. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
And even if they couldn't get them all in 1 week, you have, like, a few sprinkled in each week or something, You miss, like, Lacey and, Edita and Alec and,
Yeah. No, I definitely could see your... I know all season, every time I watch the opening of the show, I'm like, oh, Kristen's going to be wondering where that big epic opening number was.
Oh, that'd be sad. Not my week.
No, those are... I did miss that element this season. I did.
Yeah, I did like how they had the troop incorporated a bit more. I think certain areas really developed, like, the packages in some aspects. I liked, like, some of the things that they had done, with that first opening package. I loved that. And then a full-on routine afterwards.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I did enjoy the season a lot. I think that it was a really special season for so many reasons. And, like the characters, Patti LaBelle, the whole
Robert and Kim.
there was so many Willow. She was exquisite. She was a great dancer.
Their Alice number coming back.
Wait, no. Yeah. I was so good. I was waiting for you to be done so I have to say this. it was one of my favorite numbers of all time. In person, I about died because it's 1,000 times even more magical in person. I felt like I was in the movie, in this extraordinary place, and it's one of my
extraordinary young lady, though, too. It's just really to be able to deliver that, and you're like, hey, I'm 14.
Yep. Yeah. No. Amazing number.
Yeah, I was happy to see that. See that back and not, like, contacts falling out.
I know, right?
He said he got stabbed, though. By the person that was putting on the mask on, the scissors went into his eye. Oh, he was bleeding, and they had to, like, clean it up before. But he looked fine after. Anyway,
drama backstage.
I was so happy they did that, like, yesterday.
I was, too. That was, like, a fun one to definitely, like, come back and revisit and stuff
and
like that.
In studio, late after that number was done, he was still floating around, going up into the balcony in his bunny outfit.
And, like, in character, too, like, whenever I get it on, I'm just, like, in it.
He like lives for Halloween, doesn't he?
Oh, so much.
Is it Halloween yet?
It's my birthday.
Is it Halloween yet?
I love it. Yeah. I think that, to answer your question real quick, at times it felt like an epic season of being season 20. And then there were times that it didn't.
It felt a little uneven, I think. Like, we would have, like, this big epic week, and then they kind of shifted things around, and then we're like, it's spring break week. It was supposed to be the switch up week. Like, there was a lot of, like, switching around of things, and we're going to have a double elimination. We're not going to this week. It's going to be, you were like, what's going on?
But I will say, in the 6 seasons that you and I have been covering this together, I think it flew by the fastest. I've enjoyed it potentially the most, I think, out of all of the seasons. And so that's a testament to what was produced and put on the table, for us to talk about every week.
Yeah, definitely an interesting cast of characters, I think, for sure. So I think that that's always fun. And they do, sometimes they deliver us a cast and you're like, oh, no.
There was a couple seasons we were like, okay, we're sleeping here.
But, it's nice when they come up with a cast of characters and you're like, I don't know. And then you look and you're like, actually, this worked out really, really well.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
That's hats off to Rob Wade. I know that we have issues about how he produces and stuff or whatnot. Anyway, but he is very hands-on. Like, you'll see him running around. He's always talking to the judges and running around and very hands-on. And Jules is saying he, like, loves it because he's way more hands-on than the other producers.
Yeah, Conrad left.
Yeah.
It sort of, like, run itself. But Rob, I think, just came in there with, like, fresh eyes and wanted to do some things different. Some things work really well and others don't. But with that, we do have to wrap up this season. We'll see you guys in September for season 21. Believe it or not.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Darvina, thank you for joining us this season.
Yes, for having me.
Where can we find you online?
So much fun. Diva Darv on Twitter and Instagram.
Free.
Thank you all for tuning in. We love and appreciate you all. And you can find me at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, at Suri Serrano.
Yes, and a thanks to JC Rubio for doing all those great red carpet interviews all season long. Thanks to everyone at AfterBuzz. I'll be back the week of June 1st with So You Think You Can Dance. And I'm at Kristen Burt. See y'all later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.